This is Kaiser Health, bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. Talk with Lenore Kaiser at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and we are coming from you live from KTSA. Today's show is brought to you by Health Crave Medical Center. You can find them on sahealthcrave.com, and you can also get a hold of them by 210-GET-WELL. Today we're going to be talking to Jason Benavides, and he's going to talk a little bit in regards to his Octane Athletic Performance and Spectrum Fitness Center. And also we're going to be talking to Varroa Toller, and that'll be a little bit later on today. But how are you doing, Jason?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here. As I mentioned to you earlier, I just got off the plane from California, so it's good to
How long were you there?
Be back in Texas. I was there for about 4 days.
Four days, but it felt like a month, right?
It was busy. Yeah. We were busy there. We like to keep.
How was the weather?
I mean, you know, it was. I was on the beach and I wasn't dying, so.
I know, but if you were to see him, he doesn't even look like he got a tan. So you must have been doing some other stuff.
Yes.
As far as Octane Athletic Performance and Spectrum, I have to ask you this just off the top of the, you know, without even looking at notes and stuff, but where did you come up with that name?
Octane. So I'm kind of into cars, but I've never, you know, I always wanted to get like a hot rod car, but I could just never make that jump. So, you know, when I invested my money into this company, I just, you know, this is my car. This is my, you know, big investment. So
Octane was
it's
just
like high octane. So basically like high performance. And what we do is it's performance training. A lot of people aren't very familiar with that, but performance training is basically working with athletes and people to get their body to perform better. We just started working with a minor league football team, the Texas Mavericks, and they're doing performance training, you know, because they have a big game coming up in Texas Stadium and they just want to kick the butts of the team that they're playing. It's a rematch.
And so when you say performance training, what is the difference between a regular training and performance training? What does that mean?
Right. So basically, you know, we get them to be stronger, jump higher, run faster, be more agile, basically perform better. We do that, of course, with athletes, but we also do that with our general population. We have people who like competing in Tough Mudders. We have people who I did Alpha Warrior. It's a big obstacle course race with a bunch of, you know, my clients, and it was just a blast. I mean,
so basically you put them through the same regimen that they would be doing if they were actually doing the task. Am I getting that right?
Yeah. If in the case of the obstacle course races, yes. In the case of the athletes, we just have workouts designed to have their bodies, you know, be faster. If you want to get a more detailed description. So one of the things that we do with speed development is, you know, downhill sprinting. And I did this with, you know, some people that I had, and basically, you know, they're running downhill, and, when they're running downhill, it has to be a specific grade, but they feel like they're going to fall. They feel like they're going to fall forward. So, what their body does to, so it doesn't fall forward, it overcompensates. And when you're overcompensating, your body just gets faster. I do want to back up a little bit if that's okay with you. I just want to tell you congratulations. I just heard about, you know, you starting this program. I don't know if you've been doing this talk show for a while, but that's really cool. And when I first saw it, you know, I just thought, wow, that's so awesome. You know, you're always coming up with new things and, you know,
well, thank
so
you.
I'm just, you know,
I was
pretty excited for you.
Actually, KTSA, they came to me and told me that there was a slot that they needed to fill that had to do with health. And because Kaiser Medical Management does nothing but health and wellness for corporate wellness, we thought it was a good fit. So, it was really nice that they offered that little spot for us.
Well, that's kind of how we met too, huh?
Oh,
you needed a slot to fill.
Exactly. Well, no, I mean, how did you and I meet? We met a long time ago.
At Spectrum Athletic Clubs. So, yeah, so I used to work at Spectrum in Peru as a personal trainer. I was doing personal training for about 5 years, and then, I think that's where we met. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, tell you a little bit about myself. I got into this field back in 2000. I had a lot of family. I have a lot of family with, you know, my dad's side is all, you know, diabetes. A lot of, probably like a lot of people here in San Antonio that have obesity on both sides of their family. So I just knew it was very important. But also, you know, so I knew fitness was important, but also I think more than that, I wanted to just, you know, get involved in sport. And I started, you know, competing in track at UTSA, and I just needed to learn a lot about track and field because I didn't run in high school. I just started running in college, and I was definitely, you know, behind the ball. So just started studying the sport a lot, started studying how to get better, stronger, faster, and that's what led me to this.
And when you, how long were you with Spectrum?
I was with Spectrum for 5 years.
5 years. Wow. If any time anybody wants to call and talk to Jason, you could call 210-599-5555. If you're calling long distance, it's 1-800-299-KTSA. And you could always find information in regards to Jason at KaiserHealthTalk.com. But as far
call
as...
in.
As far as where you're located, where are you located?
We're located right now in the medical center. So we're right by USAA. By Huebner and Fredericksburg, the landmarks that I usually tell people, there's some Power Swing batting cages and also the Lock Hill feed store. So that's, we're right down the street from both of those places.
I know exactly where you're at. It's kind of off, well, isn't it where Huebner is?
Yeah, it's, okay. It's off Huebner. So.
And okay, well, tell me as far as other aspects of y'all's training, do y'all do anything that has to do with nutrition or nutritional supplements?
Yes, we do a little bit about nutrition. We actually had GNC, one of the regional guys here in San Antonio, Hugo. We had him out at Octane Athletic Performance this past weekend. Saturday.
I know Hugo.
Yeah. Hugo was there with Jake. Do you know Jake?
Yeah, I know Jake too.
Yeah. They were there this past weekend giving a talk, basically helping out our members and just, you know, teaching them the importance of nutrition because, as we all know, exercise is king, nutrition is queen, and the queen rules the house. So
that's a great way of putting it.
Yeah.
But it's very true.
Yeah, so.
Very true. And so, is that the only aspect that y'all provide as far as nutrition and nutritional supplements, or is it something that y'all do in-house as well?
We primarily do guidance. As you know, nutrition is a whole ball game on its own, and, you know, there are many avenues for that, but what we do is focus on our fitness programs. We have our business model set up to be 50% athletes and 50%, you know, fitness. So, we do the programs for weight loss. We have fitness people there. We also have programs for, like I said, athletes to get better. So that alone, you know, if you're doing it properly, it does take up a lot of time and is a full-time business. So you know, we focus on the fitness and
if somebody was wanting to get a hold of y'all, do you have a website?
Yes, you can go to octaneap.com.
AP.com.
Yes, as in athletic performance.
.com. And do you have a, what number can they get a hold of you at?
Aside from calling in on the show, like the number you mentioned, you can contact me at 210-781-1888. Or you can email me at jason@octaneathleticperformance.com.
Octane Athletic. Well, it would be Octane AP, right?
No.
Really?
We have both. We have both domains.
I know. People always say, why don't y'all just hyphenate Kaiser Medical Management? I said, because I don't want you to forget our name. So
right.
I make them spell it all out, Lenore@KaiserMedicalManagement.com. So do y'all have any type of classes that y'all teach?
Yes, or is
it more specific towards the athlete? I'm not sure exactly which way y'all go mostly.
We have, so we're set up to have group classes for people who are interested in doing, you know, they like the high energy. They, you know, want a lot of people in the class. They feed off that. So we have those typically, I mean, right now those are about 10 people per class, 5 to 10 people. Then we have semi-private training, which are going to be customized programs. Customized programs for the individual. It's set up like personal training. The only difference is there's one or two other people in the room working out with you, but you each have your own individual programs. San Antonio Magazine came to us and want to write an article about our semi-private training program, and they actually did that this past January because it's very unique in San Antonio.
And so does it help? Let's just say.
And we do personal training. Sorry.
But if there's a person that is on a budget, is that something that would help them because they're training with other people, or is it just as the same cost regardless?
No, the personal training is going to be the highest price point. That's where you're going to get all of our time.
One-on-one.
Yeah, definitely one-on-one. And then the semi-private is when there's two or three, people, in the gym, and that's going to be that's going to be more affordable. And then the group training program, that's, the workouts start at $12. So it's really,
it's very affordable.
Very affordable.
What, how many trainers do y'all have?
We have five.
Five.
So we have some great strength and conditioning coaches, and also trainers. So.
And how long have y'all been around?
We've been around just over a year. So.
We're brand new.
We're brand new. So the good thing about that is we're definitely cutting edge. As I mentioned, I was just in California. I was there for a fitness conference. We focus a lot of our time and energy on development. So, we just want to make sure that our athletes are coming out to compete with anybody, to be the best. So, okay.
Maybe when, Burrell's here, you'll be able to get some of those guys over there to do some training and train with y'all. But,
definitely.
What other aspects of y'all's business that makes it unique compared to other, there's so many, fitness facilities nowadays that are, they kind of do the CrossFit and the others do something else. So what makes y'all's unique?
Right. We have a couple things that make us unique. And I would say the first thing is we just listen to our clients. There's a lot of things that people ask for. And, like I said, we're always changing, evolving. So we respond to that. We also focus on putting the programming, the science behind what we do. Some people come to the gym and they do confuse us a lot with CrossFit. And I ask them, they ask, well, is this CrossFit? And my first question is, do you like CrossFit? Just kidding. No, but it's
I personally don't do CrossFit.
Yeah.
So, I know a lot of people do, and that's great. As to me, if anybody's just working out, it's great, but, but it's not my cup of tea. So I'm either doing cardio when you do cardio, or I'm doing weight training when I do weight training. I don't combine the both.
And if you haven't seen Lenore, she looks great. So she's doing it. She's doing it well. So, but no, what, going back to your question, it's just the program. As you've been, doing your bodybuilding, that you have a set program that you follow to see the results you want. If you just kind of went and did, chaos training or whatever you want to call it, sporadic exercises, you wouldn't be able to compete at the high level that you do.
No. So. A lot of it has to do with the fact that, I think that for somebody, just me, just my personal preference, it's just the fact that I have lower back problems. So
right.
I know my limitations, and CrossFit doesn't fit that aspect of it. So I can't
right.
do CrossFit. If I want to continue every day working out, I would have to take maybe a few days off because it would hurt my lower back. So, I'm capable of doing major weightlifting,
right.
without the bouncing. And
yeah. The other thing is we do a lot, our fitness programs, which are very, very fun and very exciting. So those are really good. They do a lot of lower intensity type exercises, as far as like lighter weights. But they're just, faster paced and that sort of thing. And people really get a lot out of those too. And that's really focused on your metabolism. So getting your metabolism going and that sort of thing.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But, we're going to be taking a break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more with, Jason Benavides in regards to some of the challenges that he faces as far as, with individuals.
Hey.
This show is brought to you by Health Crave Medical Center, and you can find them at sahealthcrave.com or at 210-GET-WELL. This is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk. Thanks.
Craving a healthier you? HealthCrave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. HealthCrave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. HealthCrave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. HealthCrave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Caring for children is what we do best. At the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center, we realize nothing is more important than your child.
Going to the doctors is the worst.
Don't be scared. We're going to the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center. It's not like any other doctor's office you've been to before.
How?
They fit us in right away. They have the top physicians in the nation. One is even Mayo trained. And they have the coolest pediatric office.
Are you talking about the place with the life-size superhero?
I sure am.
Well, in that case, let me grab my cape and let's go.
Now open. Call us at 210-48-SPINE.
Craving a healthier you? HealthCrave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. HealthCrave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. HealthCrave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. HealthCrave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Do you remember life before neck and back pain? The ability to play with your kids or grandkids? The dream of living pain-free is real. The Orthopedic and Spine Institute specializes in the entire spectrum of non-surgical and surgical care. Their surgeons are board certified and come from the world's leading institutions, including the Mayo Clinic. Get your life back pain-free. And OSI accepts all major insurances, including workers' comp. Call 210-48-SPINE or visit saspine.com.
Craving a healthier you? HealthCrave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. HealthCrave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. HealthCrave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. HealthCrave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Caring for children is what we do best. At the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center, we realize nothing is more important than your child.
Going to the doctors is the worst.
Don't be scared. We're going to the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center. It's not like any other doctor's office you've been to before.
How?
They fit us in right away. They have the top physicians in the nation. One is even Mayo trained. And they have the coolest pediatric office.
Are you talking about the place with the life-size superhero?
I sure am.
Well, in that case, let me grab my cape and let's go.
Now open. Call us at 210-48-SPINE.
Craving a healthier you? HealthCrave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. HealthCrave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. HealthCrave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. HealthCrave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Do you remember life before neck and back pain? The ability to play with your kids or grandkids? The dream of living pain-free is real. The Orthopedic and Spine Institute specializes in the entire spectrum of non-surgical and surgical care. Their surgeons are board certified and come from the world's leading institutions, including the Mayo Clinic. Get your life back pain-free. And OSI accepts all major insurances, including workers' comp. Call 210-48-SPINE or visit saspine.com.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health.
Hello. Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk. And we are back talking to Jason Benavides with Octane Athletic Performance and Spectrum. And this show is brought to you by HealthCrave Medical Center. You could find them at www.sahealthcrave.com. And you can also get a hold of them at 210-GET-WELL. Jason, we're back to you. How you doing?
Yes, good.
All right. You still with jet lag?
Yes, I'm still with jet lag. By the way, I'm not working with Spectrum anymore, but I did see them this past weekend, you know, out in California. Saw it was funny. I'm just, you know, driving down the street, and big Spectrum shine right across from my hotel in Valencia, California.
Okay, so is that name Spectrum a part of y'all's your
no,
team?
No, it's just.
I got that off of your site. Actually.
Oh, okay. I used to work with Spectrum.
Ah, okay, got it. Well, you need to take that off your site.
Yes, ma'am.
That's exactly where I got it. But I'm going to get back to some questions that I have for you. But I wanted to know, what are some of the challenges that you face when it comes to individuals and their performance, getting them to where they need to be?
Basically, you know, like I mentioned before, our programs are great. I mean, we've worked with a lot of athletes and we've seen a lot of success and they've seen a lot of success. But I'd say the biggest challenge is creating that success mindset. The X's and O's are easy. You know, we get them in there, we get them what they need to do, but, we got to get them to believe they can accomplish their goals. So, within our training facility, when I'm asking them to lift the weight or to do the exercise that we're having them do, but also to do the things outside of our workouts. So, you know, whether that's nutrition, whether that's getting their sleep, whether that's just doing the other exercise that we ask them to do outside of the gym. So.
Well, if anybody has a question for Jason, they could call 210-599-5555. You could also call long distance at 1-800-299-KTSA. And we actually have a caller on the line that we'll go ahead and take and see what they have for you. This Lenore.
Hey, Lenore. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Jason, I have a question for you, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Listening to your... the whole output of your CrossFit, do you do this specifically for all sports combined, or can you break it down to an individual sport, say a certain cross training for what basketball players need, or for what baseball players or football, or is it just is it a general CrossFit for everybody, or can you break it down to individual sports or say a specific talent that an individual has?
And what sport are you interested in?
Primarily baseball, but at the same time, I say the position players and receivers, running backs. I mean, obviously, a massive, weight program for offensive linemen, defensive linemen, bigger players, but for like your caliber players, your running backs, things like that, but especially specifically for baseball.
Okay, so, are you a coach, or I'm just trying to understand, you know?
Yes, okay. I am, and that's why I'm curious. When it comes to that, are there things that if kids went to this gym that they could have specifically designed for what their needs are, or is it just a general, CrossFit training?
So our athletic performance model is, in the summer we have programs. Right now we just finished up a program with soccer. The next 2 weeks we have a summer camp that focuses on just football. So we have strength and agility exercises that are just for football. They're designed, you know, for football. Of course, if you get someone stronger and doing, a deadlift, or you get someone stronger in the squat, that's going to translate to all sports. But there are definitely the unique, exercises that we have that are specific towards baseball, specific towards football and track. And like I mentioned earlier, I ran track and I wouldn't be doing the same type of workouts that someone is going to be playing football, because everything that we do is linear. It's in a straight line where when you're playing football, you're going to be cutting, you're going to be going laterally. So,
well, if we sent someone to you, say specifically that said, hey, we need their fast twitch muscles in their hands to develop faster, are there things that y'all can do to specifically help these individuals in a certain area? Like if it is, say, foot speed, say they're trying to become a five-tool athlete, we need them to enhance their foot speed, or we need their hand speed. There's certain things that they can do, you know, to increase that certain aspect that they need.
Oh, definitely. We have that's exactly what we do. Yeah, we
doesn't like to call it CrossFit. He likes to call it, it's performance training.
Okay, excellent.
it's we put a lot of money into it. So anyway, definitely what we do is we work on getting kids faster, and we can definitely help them out. Like I said, the best way to contact me is jason@octaneathleticperformance.com. You can send me an email or.
You can also reach him at 210-781-1888.
Well, Well, definitely. I appreciate your time, and we will get that out. We will speak to some of those parents out there and definitely get out there. I appreciate your time today.
Yeah, and come on by. We're, like I said, we're right there, right in the medical center. So definitely if you want to come by and see our facility, and that way you can get a better feel for what we can offer you and your athletes.
Oh, excellent. I appreciate your time.
All right.
Thanks, Brian.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All righty. Well, we're done with that call. But I was going to ask you one last question before we went to break. As far as success stories, can you share one with us?
Some of our success stories, I think it started, we just, like I mentioned, we opened up last May. So we started our sports performance summer camps right after that. And we had, you know, kids coming from you know, high schools coming in, and it was really just word of mouth because they had already known me. And just over the course of 8 weeks, you just see a complete transformation, not only in their physical abilities, but in their confidence. And then, you know, as those kids, they went off to play football and that sort of thing, and they came back to visit me during the school year, and they just have all this swagger now. Like, I had the same one kid, you know, who he was lacking some confidence, and then he works with, you know, me and my coaches during the summer, and then he comes back and he's like, what's up? You know, he was just so good now. So I just,
that is awesome.
It's kind of a small thing. Yeah.
More of a confidence building.
It translates across everything, you know, when you're a good athlete. So.
Well, great. Is there anything else that you would want us to know in regards to your facility?
Just come out and visit us. That's the main thing. See how we're different. Some of this is going to be hard to, understand just by hearing us, you know, by hearing me talk. But, you know, one thing, you can definitely get a better feel for what we can offer you. If you come visit us, we're at 4902 Golden Quail. We're right by USAA off of Huebner. So come visit us. Go to our website, octaneap.com, and we'll help you get better.
Well, thank you so much for visiting us. We're going to be taking a break, and when we get back, we're going to be talking to Burl Toller, and he's with the San Antonio Talons. Thank you.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Caring for children is what we do best. At the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center, we realize nothing is more important than your child.
Going to the doctors is the worst.
Don't be scared. We're going to the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center. It's not like any other doctor's office you've been to before.
How?
They fit us in right away. They have the top physicians in the nation. One is even Mayo trained. And they have the coolest pediatric office.
Are you talking about the place with the life-size superhero?
I sure am.
Well, in that case, let me grab my cape and let's go.
Now open. Call us at 210-48-SPINE.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Do you remember life before neck and back pain? The ability to play with your kids or grandkids? The dream of living pain-free is real. The Orthopedic and Spine Institute specializes in the entire spectrum of non-surgical and surgical care. Their surgeons are board certified and come from the world's leading institutions, including the Mayo Clinic. Get your life back pain-free. And OSI accepts all major insurances, including workers' comp. Call 210-48-SPINE or visit saspine.com.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Caring for children is what we do best. At the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center, we realize nothing is more important than your child.
Going to the doctors is the worst.
Don't be scared. We're going to the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center. It's not like any other doctor's office you've been to before.
How?
They fit us in right away. They have the top physicians in the nation. One is even Mayo trained. And they have the coolest pediatric office.
Are you talking about the place with the life-size superheroes?
I sure am.
Well, in that case, let me grab my cape and let's go.
Now open. Call us at 210-48-SPINE.
Do you remember life before neck and back pain? The ability to play with your kids or grandkids? The dream of living pain-free is real. The Orthopedic and Spine Institute specializes in the entire spectrum of non-surgical and surgical care. Their surgeons are board certified and come from the world's leading institutions, including the Mayo Clinic. Get your life back pain-free. And OSI accepts all major insurances, including workers' comp. Call 210-48-SPINE or visit saspine.com.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health. Talk with Lenore Kaiser at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and now we are talking to Burl Toller. We'll be talking to him in one quick second. I want to let y'all know that this show is brought to you by Health Crave Medical Centers. You could find them at www.sahealthcrave.com. You could also get a hold of them at 210-GET-WELL. And our show could always, as far as the podcast, will be downloaded tomorrow. So you could also find that on KaiserHealthTalk.com if for some reason you miss out on listening to it or want to listen to last week's or the week before. And right now I'm going to get to Burl Toller with a San Antonio Talents. Am I saying this right?
Yes, San Antonio Talents.
Oh, I think you need to talk a little bit closer. Talk to me.
Hello.
There you are.
There we are.
Oh, awesome.
All right.
I knew you were there. But I was wanting to, you know, there's some people that really don't even know that there's a football team here in San Antonio. Did you know that?
Yeah, there are. I mean, it's not too surprising. Arena football has been around for 25 years, but it's actually only the second year that it's in San Antonio. So we're spreading and getting bigger, and it's going pretty well.
So how's the season been going?
It's going well. We've been plagued by injuries a little bit. I mean, we've had 13 games so far, and we've had 7 quarterbacks already. Which
seven?
Is seven.
Oh, my gosh. And so, where in the world do you recruit these guys?
You know what? We've been blessed to have great quarterbacks step in and fill in the position. You know, every time we had somebody go down with our coaches and our, you know, recruiters and all that, we find the right guys to come in. But despite all that, we're doing pretty well. We're 7-6. So we're over 500. We had a big win against New Orleans last night. We won by 3 points.
That is awesome. They all played over there?
Yes, played in New Orleans. So we're still in playoff contention right now.
Are you just getting back or did you go?
No, I strained my hamstring, so I didn't play last night, but I should be back on the field next week.
Okay. And then when y'all play here in San Antonio, where do y'all play?
At the Alamo Dome.
At the Alamo Dome. And when's the next game?
It's a great venue. We play here July 13th. It's a Saturday, and that's our next. We have 2 more home games.
And then what happens? That's it.
And then, well, we play Iowa next weekend in Iowa. Then we go to San Jose. We're kind of on a little tour right now. We were gone for a month, played away for a month. And then we come back here July 13th, Saturday.
Wow.
And we play against the Tampa Bay Storm at 7:30 at the Alamo Dome.
That is, I mean, so when y'all are here, and I mean, as far as like ticket costs and so forth, if I was wanting to buy a ticket, where do I go? Because, I mean, I honestly, and I don't mean it to sound like, you know, I don't know San Antonio very well, but for the longest time, I did not know that San Antonio.
No, not at all. It's like that. I mean, it's not a huge following as of right now. We're getting bigger every game. Last year, we won 14-4 last season, and we went to the playoffs, and we're hoping to build on that this year by making this playoff run. But yeah, as far as the fan base, I think we have the right area, the right market to build up. The fans that we do have are great, and they're there to support us at, you know, every game. We see these familiar faces, but the more fans we can get out there, the better. Every time a person comes to a game for the first time, we always see them again.
That is awesome.
Exciting
though.
Games. Tickets start at $7.
Oh, we can't beat that.
Cheaper than going to the movies.
Yeah, and shoot.
Dollar beers.
And, so you know, the one time that I did go, I remember my brother had taken me and his kids, mm-hmm. and we had awesome seats. I mean, we were, you know, pretty much at that level where y'all were just coming at us, you know, when y'all would, you know, score a game. So it was pretty awesome.
It's definitely fan friendly. And for those who don't know, arena football is a little bit different. It's professional football. As far as the amount of players, we have 8 players on each side as opposed to 11. Wow. So there's a few less. The field, NFL field is 100 yards. Our field is only 50.
Okay.
And it's 27 yards wide as opposed to 50 yards wide.
Well, that's
so it's about a quarter of the size of a NFL field, but it's action-packed. We average 50, 60 points a game, and it's definitely entertaining.
Well,
there's walls around the field, so we get hit into the walls. I'm playing receiver. Well, I've been over the wall a couple times.
That's exactly what I mean. When we had great seats, y'all were ramming right in, right? You know, it's 3D.
Yeah, it's up close and personal. So
tell me a little bit about yourself as far as, like, you know, where'd you go to school? How'd you get into football? And what position do you play?
So I'm number 81 wide receiver for the Talons. I started playing football when I was 11. Pop Warner. I'm from California, Cali boy.
Okay, and so how'd you end up here?
Kind of a long story, but a great journey. So I went to UC Berkeley. I graduated in 2005. Came out with Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback. Marshawn Lynch played on our team. We had a bunch of great players. Finished there in 2005, and then I took a year off. I had some knee problems, so I wanted to. I graduated in social welfare. That was my major, so I was a teacher. I taught first grade for a year.
See you teaching first grade.
I had 25 little monsters.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So that was great, and kept training that year, and then I was healthy. My knees were fine, so I continued to go to workouts and tryouts, and I got picked up in 2006 by the Oakland Raiders.
Wow.
So I played for them in 2006. I was released during the season, so I went to play arena ball in San Jose, California, which is 20 minutes from my hometown. And that's kind of the thing with playing professionally. It's always better to be on a team, kind of regardless of what level, team.
Yeah, just to keep active.
Right. So from there, I went through training camp a week before the first game. I got drafted to go to NFL Europe. So I went to Germany, played out there for 6 months. Absolutely loved it. Got great exposure. And all the players, about 75% of the players from there end up signing with NFL teams. So 2007 was the last season that they had NFL Europe. I was a little disappointed when they closed it because I thought it was a great feeder league and kind of a developmental league for players, which we don't have now. But there's still a way. So after Germany, I signed with the Washington Redskins, and I played with them in 2008 and 2009. Enjoyed my time out there. Coming back, I went back to San Jose. After I was released from the Redskins, went to San Jose again. But then the league folded.
And
that's kind of one of those things where – you know, they start up these new leagues. Arena was doing pretty well, but for 2009, around that time, they were going through some problems. So they folded the league. So I'm kind of thinking to myself, what do I do now? I want to go back to the NFL, of course, but I want to be playing regardless. So I ended up going to a small league in Italy.
And then what?
And I played out there, had a great time. After that, I came back and went to Canada, played in the CFL, Canadian Football League, in Hamilton. After that, came back. And I got a phone call that the San Jose Sabercats were coming back. So they were down for a year. Then they came back. I played with them for a year, 2011. And then 2012, last year, I played for the Orlando arena team. And then week 6, I signed here in San Antonio.
Wow.
And I've been a Talon ever since.
And so how long has that been?
Years.
No, as far as, like, you've been here in San Antonio.
Oh, so I came last year in April, and I played April through August. Ended up playing 11 games out here. And then after the season in August, I went home to California.
So when you sign up, like, let's just say with San Antonio Talons, do you sign a contract of some sort?
I do, but that's the thing about football. In the NFL and arena, I mean, contracts don't really mean too much.
I was going to say,
it just
because
means
because if something better comes along, you know, if you get the opportunity to play for, you know, the big guys, then I would imagine that you would want to do that.
They're understanding too. And, you know, we had a couple of players this year sign with NFL teams. Eric Crocker, he went to the New York Jets. He's doing pretty well out there. And so they encourage it, especially organizations like ours. Coach Lee Johnson encourages, you know, having players get to the NFL. And,
Well, good.
So it's been a journey. I've enjoyed every step of it. And
so how have you enjoyed San Antonio?
I love it. The first week I was here last year was during Fiesta. So that's when I fell in love with San Antonio.
You're like,
I was like, coming back.
These people know how to party.
Exactly.
I'm staying here.
Yeah.
I know that y'all go through a lot of regiment type training. How do y'all prepare for games?
At this level, you know, our coaches and the organization treat us like professionals as far as us taking care of our body and being fit, being in shape. We have to our practice is demanding every day. We have the team got back today, so it's not really a day off. But tomorrow we'll have to go in and watch film, run, lift, and then Tuesday right back to work. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, full practices. And Friday, walk through game on Saturday. So it's nonstop. So, you know, we have to, outside of practice, we take it upon ourselves to go to the gym, to work out, get that extra core work in.
So do y'all get, free membership somewhere, or do y'all just
have to? We go to Gold's Gym.
Okay, great.
And then we also go to a place called Elite Fitness.
Oh, okay. I've heard of it.
Northwest Military.
Yeah.
They have a great facility there, so. We spread it out and just kind of get our work in. And guys are, some people like to get up before practice and work out. Some people like to practice and work out later or go at night. But I think it's pretty consistent that the whole team, you know, has their own regimen that they follow.
And what is your regimen as far as, do you do specific type of training? Do you do weightlifting compared to cardio? Or what exactly do you do personally to get ready?
Playing wide receiver, I definitely have to take care of my legs first. We're nonstop running. I know the DBs kind of argue with this a little bit and think they probably work out harder than us, but
you're going to get them to call in right now.
Right, I know.
Well,
no, so typical day, we have meetings in the morning at about 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock, have meetings, watch film, things like that, have breakfast, and then we go to practice for about 2 hours. After practice, we have more meetings, hop in the ice tub. Hop in the ice tub.
We
have
ice tubs. What does that do for you?
It's good for our muscles. You know, gets the inflammation out and the soreness out. So it's not.
I mean, I've seen it in movies, and
it helps out. It saves your legs for sure.
Wow.
But it's something you definitely have to get used to.
Well, I would imagine so, because it looks painful.
It is. After that we're out of there by 2 o'clock every day roughly. So. I usually like to get all my stuff done. If I go home and take a nap, then it's pretty, before I know it, it's 8 o'clock and I'm trying to get stuff done. So I usually, after practice, go to the gym, eat some, you know, nice healthy food.
Yeah, are you on, as far as your nutrition, is it regimented or do you pretty much eat whatever you want?
It's pretty much up to us. I like to make my lunch and bring it and bring breakfast. They give us some stuff. They bring us a burger, Sam's Burger.
So you get to eat whatever you want.
pretty much, yeah.
Well, that's great.
We burn it off usually anyway. But
I imagine so.
Better energy with more nutritious food, so I try to put my own stuff together.
Well, good. We're going to be taking a break, but if y'all want to call in and talk to Burl, you could call in to 210-599-5555. This show is brought to you by Health Crave Medical Center, and they could be found at sahealthcrave.com. This is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk.
Caring for children is what we do best. At the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center, we realize nothing is more important than your child.
Going to the doctors is the worst.
Don't be scared. We're going to the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center. It's not like any other doctor's office you've been to before.
How?
They fit us in right away. They have the top physicians in the nation. One is even Mayo trained. And they have the coolest pediatric office.
Are you talking about the place with the life-size superheroes?
I sure am.
Well, in that case, let me grab my cape and let's go.
Now open. Call us at 210-48-SPINE.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Do you remember life before neck and back pain? The ability to play with your kids or grandkids? The dream of living pain-free is real. The Orthopedic and Spine Institute specializes in the entire spectrum of non-surgical and surgical care. Their surgeons are board certified and come from the world's leading institutions, including the Mayo Clinic. Get your life back pain-free. And OSI accepts all major insurances, including workers' comp. Call 210-48-SPINE or visit saspine.com.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Caring for children is what we do best. At the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center, we realize nothing is more important than your child.
Going to the doctors is the worst.
Don't be scared. We're going to the Children's Orthopedic and Spine Center. It's not like any other doctor's office you've been to before.
How?
They fit us in right away. They have the top physicians in the nation. One is even Mayo trained. And they have the coolest pediatric office.
Are you talking about the place with the life-size superheroes?
I sure am.
Well, in that case, let me grab my cape and let's go.
Now open. Call us at 210-48-SPINE.
Craving a healthier you? Health Crave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. Health Crave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. Health Crave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. Health Crave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.
Do you remember life before neck and back pain? The ability to play with your kids or grandkids? The dream of living pain-free is real. The Orthopedic and Spine Institute specializes in the entire spectrum of non-surgical and surgical care. Their surgeons are board certified and come from the world's leading institutions, including the Mayo Clinic. Get your life back pain-free. And OSI accepts all major insurances, including workers' comp. Call 210-48-SPINE or visit saspine.com.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk. And today's show is brought to you by Health Crave Medical Center. You can find them at www.sahealthcrave.com. You could also reach them at 210-GET-WELL. And today we are talking the second half of our show with Pearl Toller. And he's with San Antonio Talons. And we are going to get to some questions that are online first before we continue on with our interview. And the first person that we're going to talk to is Melissa. So 1 second. This is Lenore.
Hi, Lenore. Listen to your show every week. Love it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. And I had a question for Burl.
Okay. Hello, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Listen, I was wondering, you know, San Antonio is one of the top populations in the United States, and why is it, you know, that someone like Jacksonville can get an NFL team, but we can't? What's your opinion on that?
That's a great question. I think it takes a lot to get a team with the Cowboys so close, relatively to the NFL, so close mm-hmm. to the area, that it's definitely a thing that would take a longer amount of time to figure out. So as of right now, bringing an arena team, I think that was their biggest appeal, that they didn't have an NFL team close. It was their biggest appeal to have an arena team to kind of see how that goes. And I'm not too sure if they have any plans to bring an NFL team out here, but for now, your talents are going to have to do.
Oh, I love the talents. There's nothing wrong with that. Do you have any invites for any NFL training camps?
No, I don't have any right now. Every time that has happened, I've played in the NFL for 3 years, and every
right.
time it's been kind of a, I don't know, I get that question a lot, and I think it's important for me just to enjoy and, you know, give 100% in what I'm doing and just kind of let everything else, my agent and the other people surrounding me, kind of take care of the other stuff when those opportunities arise. So before I went to the Redskins, before I went to the Raiders, I was just really focusing on what I was doing, regardless whether that was playing overseas or arena or whatever league that I was in. But it's always a possibility, and it's always something that I would take advantage of if I get the chance.
Oh, that's awesome attitude. That's great. I understand y'all have a reality show coming out. When's that coming out?
Yes, we do. It's actually, it actually aired last week. It's called Guts and Glory. Uh-huh. And, it airs on Saturdays at 10 o'clock.
At 10 p.m.?
10 a.m. Or 12 p.m. I'm sorry, 12 p.m.
12 p.m. Okay,
on what show? On what
it's
channel?
Called Guts and Glory. It's on, I believe it's on Ken's 5.
Okay, great. Well, we'll have to listen, you know, watch it.
Have to check that out. It's pretty legit. I mean, we're curious. We had the cameras around and we were just kind of, you know, doing our thing. And
did it take a while to get used to that?
We're so zoned out during games and during practices anyway that we didn't really pay it too much mind. But when we saw it on the big screen, it came together and it was good.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, I think it would be interesting to see, you know, because you don't know if you're not paying attention to it, and then you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I said that.
we have some characters on our team, so it's definitely entertaining.
Well, that's great.
Well, I look forward to seeing that. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, bye bye.
And we're going to get to Dawn. Let's see if Dawn is still there. This Lenore. Well, we missed out on that call, but I have more questions for you because I know during our break you were talking in regards to some youth camps and things that you're doing on a personal level. How do y'all as professional athletes give back to the community?
I think there's endless amounts of ways that we can give back. That's another thing that we kind of take upon ourselves to sign up for and to lead and to conduct. But personally, I've been to a couple schools to talk about nutrition and health. I linked up with Momentum Physical Therapy, mm-hmm. and just talking about the importance of, you know, eating right and being active 60 minutes a day and just, you know, those things that kids, you know, may hear on TV or on the radio or whatever, but just to have a professional come in and talk to them, think is a better way for them to get real life examples. So,
yeah, especially here in San Antonio, they need it badly.
And there's all kind of, schools around. So I've been to a few in the last couple of weeks. And that's been going well.
Well, great. I'm going to take this call before we lose him again.
All right.
Dawn is on the line. So, this Lenore.
Hi, this is Don. Can you hear me okay? Sorry about that.
Hey, Don, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Hey, I had a question about playing ball at that level and having to maintain, you know, that level of fitness to be able to go to the next level. The off season and having a career on the side, my father played 8 years AAA baseball.
Okay.
And growing up was able to see that. And you know, I mean, the money, like it or not, just isn't in there for a lot of times, guys with families, kids, all that kind of stuff, to be able to sustain themselves doing what you do. How does that affect the family? What's the off season like for a lot of these guys? A plan B, if you will, you know, injuries just around the corner. So I know you said you had, you know, degree and taught and things like that. So is that your parallel path that you do as you go through your playing days?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thanks for your call also. But, I think it's important. You know, just like my parents taught me growing up, it's important to have a backup plan, and that was something that I stressed. Even making the decision to go to UC Berkeley, I knew it was a place that would, you know, set me up for success, regardless if I was playing football or not. A lot of our guys.
I was recruited by Joe Capp.
Oh yeah, nice.
Berkeley, yep, great nice. Campus, love it.
Yeah, my dad played there, and my mother went there also.
Awesome.
But,
awesome.
Yeah, I think it's important. A lot of our guys on our team. I mean, I don't know how they do it. They have a couple guys have kids. A lot of guys have kids and families away.
Does the team help you with that? I mean, do they have programs to help guys to either finish their degrees or take care of their families and things like that? As you know, been around different countries, different leagues, and all that.
What's the support network
like?
It varies. It's definitely not guaranteed. It's hard enough for us to even get a contract. You know, for us to play. So
right.
it's something that we have to be smart about, you know, money wise.
A lot of risk there, yeah.
A lot of risk. And like you mentioned, injuries, contracts kind of just set up our plan for how much we get paid each week. And a lot of people don't take into the fact that injuries aren't accounted for, as in if you get hurt, you're kind of.
So do you have a family as well? Do you have kids, wife, anything like that that you have to deal with that kind of stuff? Or what?
No, not yet. I have three sisters and a brother and my parents. Yeah. They're all in California. All my aunts and uncles and cousins are spread around, but, Okay. You know, I'm kind of used to the nomadic lifestyle right now at this moment, and I just appreciate it and enjoy, you know, exploring while I can. I couldn't imagine if I had kids at home or something like that, how it'd be, because these guys are grinding 24/7 for 6-7 months without seeing their families and occasionally being able to fly them out.
And you have to go where the work, you know what I mean? Like you say, when the next best thing, you got a shot, you got to go.
And there's no warning. I mean, I'm sure you must know, you know, with your baseball experience background, but you know, I've gotten calls on a Friday and headed out to Italy on a Saturday without knowing, just kind of, you know, trying to take advantage of every opportunity.
The life of a free agent.
Exactly.
But I don't want to hijack Lenore's interview, so I'm sorry. It was just a question.
No.
Those are great questions.
Thank you
for calling in, Don.
All right. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. We have probably about 1 minute or so left, but I do want to get back to, because I think it's really important in regards to your youth camps. When is the next one coming up, or what is the plans for your program that you're doing on the side?
So I do personal training on the side. When I'm in California, I train kids, adults, everything. Put together a couple camps, all sports, baseball, football, basketball, soccer, more of a strength and conditioning, speed, agility type thing.
And if they want to get a hold of you in regards to that, how do they get a hold of you?
Either by phone, my text, or my email, which is btathletics@gmail.com. BT3athletics.
All righty. And that will be on KaiserHealthTalk.com. So if you want more information in regards to Burl Toller, San Antonio Talons, and about the youth camps, please check out KaiserHealthTalk.com. And this show is brought to you by HealthCrave Medical Center. You can find them at sahealthcrave.com or at 210-GET-WELL. This is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk. Thank you.
Remember life before neck and back pain? The ability to play with your kids or grandkids? The dream of living pain-free is real. The Orthopedic and Spine Institute specializes in the entire spectrum of non-surgical and surgical care. Their surgeons are board certified and come from the world's leading institutions, including the Mayo Clinic. Get your life back pain-free. And OSI accepts all major insurances, including workers' comp. Call 210-48-SPINE or visit saspine.com.
Craving a healthier you? HealthCrave Medical Centers can help. San Antonio's first and only complete medical and wellness center is now open. HealthCrave Medical Centers is a total wellness facility with multiple medical centers located under one roof, providing care for your whole family from 2 days to 102 years. Looking to shed a few pounds? Their weight loss and nutrition center can help. HealthCrave Medical Centers. Visit sahealthcrave.com or call 210-GET-WELL. HealthCrave Medical Centers. The road to a new you begins here.